From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Indonesia raises volcano alert. Indonesia raised the alert to the highest level 4 on Bali's Mount Agung volcano and warned residents around the volcano to evacuate immediately. Reuters' Samantha Vedas reports.
Disaster experts raised the alert to the highest level on Monday, warning residents near the summit to get out immediately. Officials say blasts can be heard several miles away and flames can be seen at the peak, pointing to a possible imminent disaster. Bali's main airport has been closed and flights have been diverted since Saturday after the volcano spewed ash and steam almost 5,000 feet into the sky, causing travel chaos for tourists on the ground.
Reuters' Samantha Vedas reporting. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim met today with British Prime Minister Theresa May at No. 10 Downing Street and found time to elaborate to reporters Turkey's satisfaction with U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to no longer provide American arms for the YPG Kurds.
Mr. Trump understood what is important for Turkey. And from the very beginning, Turkish policy on fighting against Daesh is clear. What we say, if you want to fight with Daesh, you have to choose right partner. You are not able to fight a terror organization using another terror organization.
Now, the U.S. considers the Syrian Kurds its best fighting force on the ground against Islamic State, but has to balance that interest with maintaining good relations with Turkey, a NATO ally. This is VOA News. Sufi Muslims in Egypt say they plan to continue their efforts for an annual celebration of the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, even as the country reels from the massacre at a Sinai mosque that killed 305 worshippers and wounded another 128. No group has claimed responsibility for Friday's attack. UNICEF's Middle East director is calling Yemen one of the worst places on earth to be a child and urged all involved in the fighting to let humanitarian aid keep coming in. The UN says more than 11 million Yemeni children are in acute need of humanitarian assistance. Before departing Rome, Pope Francis sent a message to the people of Myanmar.
I wish to send a word of greetings and friendship to all the people. I look forward to being with you. I come to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, a reconciliation, peace, and forgiveness message.
Well, Pope Francis is now in Myanmar, and today he met with Myanmar's military chief as he began his trip to that Southeast Asian country to discuss what the United States has qualified as ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya minority. The Pope received Senior General Min Aung Hlaing at the Archbishop's residence in Yangon, where he'll be staying until he leaves to visit neighboring Bangladesh on Thursday. Pakistan's federal law minister has resigned following 3 weeks of protest by Islamist groups. The protests had closed roads linking the capital Islamabad with other parts of the country. The demonstrators representing various religious parties wanted the law minister to resign after a minor amendment to an electoral oath. Cuban President Raul Castro joined thousands of people in municipal elections that kick off the process to end the Castro family's hold on Cuba. Though no opposition candidates were competing in Sunday's elections, voters could still choose among 30,000 candidates. Zimbabwe's security forces say order has been restored and they'll be returning to the streets. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Harare.
These are words that should calm and reassure.
The situation in our country is returned to normalcy.
That is police spokeswoman Charity Chiramba announcing police would return to their beats and conduct joint patrols with soldiers in central Harare, less than a week after soldiers took over security duties during the political upheaval that forced President Robert Mugabe to resign. But in Zimbabwe, where human rights groups have accused the police of shocking brutality, arbitrary arrests, and extortion, these words bring little comfort. Police are so unpopular that the stadium of more than 60,000 people booed loudly when the nation's police commissioner last week pledged loyalty to new President Emmerson Mnangagwa during his inauguration. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.